A new report released by the Electric Vehicle Council today found that electric vehicles in Australia are selling fast and getting accepted by the public. But it's not enough. Electric vehicles represent around 3.39% of all vehicle sales, and there are more charging points for these vehicles. While this is welcome news for the emissions reductions target in Australia, other countries like the UK and Germany are way ahead, with 19 and 26% of electric vehicles sold, respectively. The Electric Vehicle Council says the federal government needs to establish electric vehicle strategies to reach the emissions reduction target. I started asking Head of Policy at the Electric Vehicle Council, Dr. Jake Whitehead, what the report entails.
Well, I think the good news out of our State of EVs for 2022 is that there has been an increase in electric vehicle sales this year compared to last year, but that increase is pretty modest, and I think that's where we have a lot more work to do to catch up to comparable markets overseas. We're sitting at just shy of 3.5% of all new cars being electric vehicles this year, and you've got markets like the UK that are now past 20%. So still a lot of work to be done. The good news is that we have a national electric vehicle strategy under development, and we welcome the federal government to consider how it can rapidly accelerate the uptake of electric vehicles.
So what are some of the strategies you think we need to do to catch up with the rest of the world?
So if we do compare markets like the UK that are comparable, they're another right-hand drive market, but they're way ahead of us in terms of electric vehicle adoption. The key difference is they have a fuel efficiency standard and we don't. Now, how a fuel efficiency standard works is that it penalises car makers if they don't bring in more fuel efficient and particularly electric vehicle models. So because they have a penalty in the UK, they get priority for those vehicles. Australia doesn't have any scheme like that, and so we're at the end of the queue.
And what sort of policies would you like to see implemented to catch up on electric vehicles and be on track with our emissions reductions target?
The number one policy is to introduce a fuel efficiency standard to increase the supply of electric vehicles. That's the challenge. If we don't get that policy in place, unfortunately, everything else we do, it might make a small difference, but it won't be enough of a difference to hit those climate targets.
Now, according to the report, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, it looks like buses and private vehicles look on the right track to get that target. But what about trucks and utility vehicles? I mean, what are the constraints that we can find on these vehicles in Australia?
Yeah, so particularly when we're thinking about trucks, there's some great opportunities to switch to electric vehicles, particularly, you know, if you think about the types of vehicles that might deliver your groceries, deliver your mail and other goods that are travelling around suburbs and cities, the technology exists today to make them electric. The problem is that there is a higher upfront cost, and we need to look at ways to reduce that cost in the short term to help accelerate uptake. And as we get more vehicles into the market, those prices will fall. And the great outcome of all of this is electric vehicles, including electric trucks, are much cheaper to operate. So it means that overall, when we can make this transition to an electric transport system, our costs of moving people and goods will be far, far cheaper.
And how long do you think it will take Australia to catch up on electric vehicles with the actual system it's implementing?
So In order to catch up to other markets, it is going to take a couple of years. But the longer we wait to put in place the policy settings we need to catch up, like a fuel efficiency standard, the further we'll be behind. So we have to act today. And if we act today, you know, I'm confident before 2030, we can be in that, you know, leading group around the world of supporting the uptake of electric vehicles.
That was Head of Policy at the Electric Vehicle Council, Dr. Jake Whitehead.